Healthy Children with the American Academy of Pediatrics on Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Melanie Cole.
In a recent clinical report from the American Academy of Pediatrics in collaboration with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention offered updated guidance on treating respiratory tract infections in children with the goal of reducing unnecessary antibiotic prescriptions. My guest today is Dr. H. Deli Davies. He's a pediatric infectious diseases expert with the University of Nebraska Medical Center. Welcome to the show, Dr. Davies. So tell
Thank you.
A little bit about Get Smart About Antibiotics Week and why we need to really rethink how many antibiotics we're using all the time.
Well, you know, the problem we're facing now in the United States, and, you know, we've faced this problem before, but it's emerging even stronger, is that we're over-prescribing antibiotics. One of the things that we know is if we don't have an effective, what we call stewardship of how we give antibiotics, we basically expose bacteria that are within us, that are normal parts of our existence. You know, we have a lot more bacteria in us than we have our own cells. But when we expose them to antibiotics unnecessarily, they basically become resistant. And the problem we have now is we have more than 2 million Americans every year who are developing antibiotic resistant infections. And, you know, we estimate about 23,000 deaths are occurring, and it's costing us probably anywhere from $20 to $35 billion in productivity loss and direct medical costs every year. So that's really the issue, is that we're over-prescribing, and there's some issues in terms of it's used in agriculture in, you know, some situations that also may be contributing to the problem. But we really want to focus on the over-prescribing.
Okay, so, and we are going to focus on that for sure. Let's start with, when should antibiotics be prescribed?
So antibiotics should be prescribed when you actually have evidence of an infection that's caused by a bacteria. Typically, you know, many people think that when they have a cold, they have a runny nose, and, you know, they might even have a low-grade fever, and they go see their physician. They think they need an antibiotic. But all colds are caused by viruses, and antibiotics do not work against viruses. So, you know, we want to make sure that we're treating the right thing. We're not just exposing people to these antibiotics. So when should you get the antibiotics? If you have clear evidence of a bacterial infection, for example, a strep throat that can be easily, quickly diagnosed in the doctor's office. You know, if you have evidence that, you know, somebody, a child or an adult who actually looks ill, and at the same time, there's some suggestion that there's an infection going. It could be a skin infection, a pneumonia, bloodstream infection, or even an ear infection. But by and large, especially this time of the year, there's a very high likelihood that if you just have a runny nose and a little bit of a cough even and a bit of a fever, you're most likely dealing with a viral infection and the common cold, and antibiotics are not going to work against that anyway.
What do you say? Do you tell parents when they come in and say, I want to get an antibiotic? Because parents have been doing that for years, Dr. Davies, and now I'm hearing pediatricians start to say, well, let's do a watch and wait, or this is a virus that's not going to work.
Yes. So I think it's a matter of education. What I've found in my practice is when I've explained to parents that, you know, you have a viral infection, drink lots of fluids, you know, take some, you know, if you need to take some antipyretics like Tylenol if you have a fever, or, you know, or if you just monitor your child and, you know, always have an open door. You can come back to us at any time if things seem to be getting worse. I found that most parents are totally okay with that. I think The what they don't like is if there's no explanation of what's going on, they believe their child is sick, and you're not really explaining. I think that's where they get somewhat concerned. But giving them an antibiotic may seem to be a good idea, but ultimately it'll bring them back for a different problem.
And with the overuse of antibiotics, some of the negatives that they won't work when we actually really truly need them the most. What do you think are some other things that are going on with the overuse of antibiotics?
Well, you know, what happens is the reality is that we have a limited pool of antibiotics. You know, the pharmaceutical companies are not making, they're not researching opportunities for new antibiotics as much because that, you know, you give it for a short period of time, and then, you know, you're off. And then if the antibiotic doesn't work against, if there's resistance, they find that the antibiotic doesn't work, they've spent a lot of money, and they're not going to get they're not going to make the money that they invested back. So what's happening is that we're losing opportunity to be able to treat even common infections, because many common infections now have it's hard to find an antibiotic that works. For example, you know, sexually transmitted diseases like gonorrhea, about a third of all the cases now are resistant, are drug resistant. And there's really only one drug that we have that we can, you know, confidently say you can use. You know, if that goes away, then we're really, really in trouble. Right? You know, you look at some other things like, you know, you've heard of MRSA, staph, methicillin-resistant staph aureus, you know, strep. Many of these are, you know, resistant to sort of the common frontline antibiotics. The problem is when we need these antibiotics for real serious infections and they don't work, it actually puts the life of the patient at risk.
Because there's nothing else necessarily available on the market. Now, let's just clear up a few little bitty myths. Green-colored mucus is not a sign automatically that an antibiotic is needed.
Actually, it's absolutely not. You know, if you have a common cold, there's a very good likelihood that you will have some green-colored mucus, especially, you know, later at the tail end of the cold. What we'd say is, you know, obviously if you have had... If you've had a runny nose that's gone on for about, you know, 10 days and it's green and you have a fever and, you know, it's going on that long, then we think you should really be considered whether you have a sinus infection or something going on. But just having green mucus itself, that's actually your body making, you know, all the different antibodies and the different white blood cells that are used to fight off the infection.
Now, what about ear infections? We do a watch and wait thing sometimes with these as well. It's not an automatic antibiotic use.
That's right. There's a lot of evidence now that, you know, we know, for example, that 80% of ear infections are going to clear up no matter what you do. So what we're trying to reduce, what we're trying to treat are those 20% that are sort of, you know, hard for the body to clear. And we have a lot of data now that if you wait, you know, typically 48 hours, and, you know, you can see what happens if the patient's getting worse, then they can go on antibiotics. But if they're stable and they continue to improve, the chances are that they'll clear it up on their own.
Sore throats, again, not necessarily strep and don't necessarily need an antibiotic.
Actually, most causes of sore throats are not due to strep. And again, in the doctor's office, very quick test can come back in minutes to tell you whether there's strep there or not. Should always be done before the patient is put on antibiotics, because chances are, if you don't do that, you're going to be treating that patient for a viral infection. And by the way, even if you had another bacterial infection that's not strep, chances are your body's going to clear. The reason we treat strep is because we want to prevent the complication known as acute rheumatic fever, which can lead to heart problems and, you know, joint problems later
on. So the strep itself might clear itself up, but you're just preventing
Correct.
A further complication as a result of that strep throat.
So
in just the last minute, Dr. Davies, it's such great information. It is so important for parents to hear. And I've worked with AAP for so long, and I really appreciate you coming on and giving this information. Wrap it up for us in the last 30 or 40 seconds here about Get Smart, about Antibiotics Week, and why this is important for both parents and their pediatricians.
This is important to us because we want to make sure we continue to have a stable group of antibiotics that we can use when we have children who are really sick. We do not want to expose them to antibiotics unnecessarily and create resistant strains that we can no longer use antibiotics to treat when the patient needs it the most. So we really need to get smart about antibiotics if we want to preserve and protect the health of our children. And the best way to do that is by getting smart.
Getting Smart About Antibiotics Week, November 16th through the 22nd. And you can read all about it at cdc.gov. And the American Academy of Pediatrics has put out this really important information for parents and their pediatricians. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening and stay well.